Well, here is chatting to somebody who doesn't get the opportunity to be the difficult, provocative guy. And of course, that is Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein. Couldn't have been an easy decision yesterday. Very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, the decision on the shuls yesterday was agony. It was the most difficult decision of my life. It was so painful. We had discussions that lasted many, many hours, you know, with the members of the Beth Din, with senior rabbis. But obviously taking our direction, and I think this is the important thing, taking our direction from the medical experts, Dr. Richard Friedland and Professor Barry Shube, you know, who made it clear that this is the responsible thing to do. But with, even, you know, one can understand it rationally, that this is responsible and that there's this incredible mitzvah to protect human life. But the thought that our shuls are closed and that this morning there are no minyanim and that there's no laning and then on Shabbos, you know, our shuls are going to be empty. It's just, it's so heartbreaking and so painful. But, you know, this is the only responsible thing that could be done.
Yeah, you know, it was yesterday afternoon. I can't recall exactly what time you sent out the message, and I looked at it, and it read the impact on me was unbelievable. And I don't even like shul. I mean, of course, I value shul, but I'm just not. You know, there's some people that are real shul goers. I'm not a shul. Like I'm always at shul, but I'm not drawn to shul the way some people are. And I was devastated. It had such a personal impact on me that, and one of our listeners said maybe just because it makes it so real for us, but the thought of exactly as you're saying that there'll be no laning, there'll be no Torah reading on Shabbat, there'll be no people in shul, this morning, and we know throughout South Africa we've got services happening almost every 15 minutes from 5:30, there are people, in prayer. Must have been an absolutely agonizing decision to make.
Agonizing, you know, I just had tears in my eyes the whole day. As we were going through this process, I also consulted with Rabbi Osher Weiss, who's one of the top halachic authorities in the world. But you can see that communities have done this all around the world. I just saw this morning a notification from the highest rabbinical authorities in the United States that have called for the same thing. And, you know, and in England and in Australia, you know, so there's also, a tremendous comfort in knowing that we are not alone in this crisis. This is truly a global crisis. It's affecting the entire world, but it's painful and difficult at the same time.
Were you concerned that an announcement like this could cause additional panic?
You know, I think that, part of confronting challenges in life is to own them, to see them, to acknowledge them, and to speak openly and truthfully about them. You know, no good can come to anybody, even in their personal life or a community in a communal space, from seeking to avoid the uncomfortable, painful truths of reality. But having said that, I do believe we need to see the broader context. This is temporary. This is temporary, and you know, we will be back at our shuls. And I think as a community, there are two major challenges and opportunities for us in this. Number one is when we come back to our shuls, we must come back in bigger numbers than ever to reinvigorate our shuls and say we're back and we have to celebrate.
Yeah.
And number two is to turn our homes into shuls. You know, I think this is an important thing. It doesn't mean because now shul is cancelled, well, now I don't have to daven and I don't have to do mitzvahs. On the contrary, now the locus of responsibility has shifted squarely to the Jewish home. And every Jewish home in our community needs to become a shul, a place where we daven, where we keep Shabbos, a place where there's kindness, where there's charity, where there's a sense of compassion and reaching out, even if we can't touch the people, you know, that we interact with on a social level, but we need to send messages of love and support to one another. We need to stick together as a community. This is a time where we need to really come together as a community, and it can be our finest hour. If we rise to this occasion, we can show what the South African Jewish community is truly made of.
Yeah, interesting and beautifully said. I spoke yesterday with the Rabbi Aaron Zilberg, and this was even before this announcement, and he was saying that the whole way in which communities now over the next period are going to evolve is actually going to give them a tremendous opportunity to be able to look at different ways of reaching people, and whether that's online shiurim and messages, and as you say, calls, people reaching out to each other in ways that they couldn't before, because it was or didn't before because it was always you'd bump into somebody at shul, or you'd chat to them for 2 minutes and everything, you'd think everything is fine. Now you've actually got to make the effort, and Rabbonim communities, everybody is now responsible to their own part in this, and I think that is a tremendous positive in all of this terrible stuff.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's about co-responsibility, because we can't be passengers in Jewish life. We need to be active participants, and our homes is where it happens. That's where we create our own holy space, and that's why this is an opportunity for people to take the time. There's so many shiurim online. There's so many rabbis setting up things throughout our community. You know, our team of rabbis has just been amazing. I was on a conference call with them before we announced it to the public. I was on a video conference call with all the rabbis together, and we shared this. And, you know, it was that they're an amazing team, and they're so talented and optimistic and prepared to go out and to innovate and to reach people. But we must all take co-responsibility, a sense of let's bring this into our homes. You know, this Shabbos can be the most amazing experience for families to really connect and to keep Shabbos, to have a remarkable opportunity to do so. And I think that all around, it's about ownership and co-responsibility, which also affects health. You know, I think we need to say, you know, closing the shuls at the moment is only one step. That's not going to keep the community safe. We need to do everything else. People need to understand, and I think this is so important for our community to understand, if as the rabbis we've taken this drastic step to close our shul, then people must appreciate what that means in terms of all of the way that we're living our lives at the moment over the next few weeks, to take every precaution that the doctors are suggesting in terms of social distancing and washing hands and all of those things which are so, so important to prevent the spread of this disease.
Yeah, I think that is a critical point, and I think it's one that absolutely needs to be reinforced, is that this is one part of it, and the fact that the Chief Rabbi's office and the Rabbonim have taken this painful decision is a reflection of how important it is that everything else is adhered to as well. It can't happen in isolation. It's just not just one aspect of it. We've got to respect everything that is around this. And just to your point about Shabbat, it's probably a good idea, and maybe what we'll do here, and we'll post it to some ideas to the Morning Mayhem Facebook page, is print stuff, print things before. I know a friend of mine every Friday sends me some interesting questions around about the parasha, but ethical and questions. It's actually from I think it's one of our friends' books, and these are great discussion points. Even if you aren't deeply learned, you don't need to rely on a rabbi to give a sermon, especially if we're in our own homes. We can print out things that are really accessible to us, and we can use that time with family to be able to have these discussions and to uplift, as you say, our own homes. There is that responsibility, and we do need to take it on.
To go to news already, but I just wanted to say to our community, let's be strong through this. And we will come through this on the other side. We'll come out stronger and more inspired and ready to tackle the challenges. We'll come out a stronger and better community from this. And let's stick together, stay inspired, and be strong.